This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, coming up, we've got some big breaking news on a bunch of fronts. And then Jay Dyer takes over. Then Owen Schroeder and others will be back tonight, 7 to 9 p.m. during the special emergency broadcast. But Tyler Bennett, the great work you're doing over at American Tax Relief, which people should link through to at JonesTaxRelief.com, is just so important. What else should listeners and viewers know? Because literally, you work all day, you get these checks. Anybody out there could know these loopholes and do amazing things. It's just so sad that millions of people are listening right now, and only thousands are going to call you. Everybody should call you.
That's right, Alex, because here's another issue that most people don't even think about, but it affects everyone, and that's the states and state taxes. Now, of course, there is six states out there that don't have any income tax, but that doesn't mean you're not getting taxed. You're getting taxed in sales tax, other ways, etc. And they are extremely powerful and extremely hungry. For example, right, so Disney is such a powerful corporation. It's globalist. But the state of Florida, when Disney didn't want to go along with the Florida state law, they're going to take down and eliminate their tax, special tax status, right? So the thing is, and they've had that since the 50s. So the state can do whatever they want to whoever they want. Disney thought they were tough, and now they're going to face the consequences. Another interesting thing about that is, well, now there's almost $1 billion deficit that this is going to create in Florida. Well, somebody's going to pay for that, and it's going to be the Florida citizens. So that's an interesting thing. On the other side of things, if you owe the state money, especially a state that doesn't have an income tax because they have an extra chip on their shoulder for not charging you income tax, they are going to come after you with a vengeance, okay? But long before the IRS decides to levy collection activity against you, the state will already have done it. And so the state shoots first and asks questions later. So if you get contacted by the state, you need to give us a call right now, because that call might be the 12-hour notice before they take everything out of your bank account or put the close sign on your business. So we don't want that to happen. If you know you're in any kind of state trouble or could be, give us a call, because we can prevent that. Because like I said before, you have a taxpayer bill of rights. And the state is once removed from the IRS even, and they will absolutely violate your rights. We see it time and time again. And here's something that happens is if you don't file, and this is why I recommend everyone file if you don't owe taxes, because what we see here in California and other states is the state itself, if you don't file a return, but let's say you're making a mortgage payment or something, they'll say, hey, you must have had income to make this payment, which of course isn't true, and they will assess you a large amount of money based on that. And the way around that is if for your constitutional scholars out there, look up the word field preemption. So what it means is when the federal government controls an entire field of a subject, for example, taxation, that means at the end of the day, they're the ones in control. There are certain substantive things that the states can change, but they just can't claim that you owe money if there's nothing reported to the IRS. So if that's ever happened to you, give me a call. We'll eliminate that liability from the state completely because you don't owe it. The state just makes things up because they can get away with it, and they're that hungry for money because they can't print money off like the feds.
Exactly. The states a lot of times are worse than the feds. We need to be clear. They're violating your rights. There's experts can block it immediately. So it's like fighting blind. But with American Tax Solutions, people are not blind anymore. People can go to you directly and give us support at JonesTaxRelief.com. Keeps the broadcast on air, funds the listeners, funds you with 360 Win, JonesTaxRelief.com. Tyler Bennett, I want to thank you for being in studio with us a few weeks ago and with the work you've already done. And thanks for keeping us on air and helping our listeners. I cannot think of a better match made in heaven where everybody wins except the globalists.
Absolutely, Alex. This has been great. I love helping the audience of the InfoWars Nation, because here's the thing. You guys, us, we have the same value alignment, right? And the thing is why should you give your money, your hard-earned money, to the people that hate you, that are trying to hold you down? I don't hate you. I want to build you up, okay? And so does InfoWars and all of your nation, and that's what it's about. And so, you know, keep the money.
We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We just sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt. On the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Bad news travels like wildfire, good news travels slow. They all call me wildfire, everybody knows. Hell, I'm bad news everywhere I go.
Jay Dyer's about to take over. You know, and Troyer in about 55 minutes. And I'll be back tonight, 7 to 9 p.m. Central, taking your phone calls and covering so much important information. Man, some of the reports on InfoWars are just incredible. So much gold when it comes to exposing the system is there. The only way it gets out there is if you promote it, you push it. Alex Jones broke the groomer scandal in 2008. We're going to play that clip in a moment. In France, an elderly woman brutally attacked while feeding birds in the park. We've got they're playing hardball. Fed subpoena Hunter Biden's paternity docs, including tax records. Horrific fentanyl turning homeless into mindless zombies. That's another report. IMF director, we didn't think through the consequences of printing too much money. You really believe that? That's some of the articles at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. But Jay Dyer is an expert on the globalists. He's about to take over here in a few minutes. But I wanted to air this report because the globalists cannot get away with what they're doing if we're conscious and if we're awake. And the fact that we've had these groomers coming after our children for so long is paramount. And the question is, why are they coming after our children? Separately, if I could plug one time a day in Funder Operation, I would do it. I don't want to sit up here in a four-hour show and spend 30 minutes asking for support. But the consequences of me not doing that is us shutting down. So thank you for supporting InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for spreading the word of the broadcast. Because for all our problems, this is the tip of the spear. This is the most effective resistance in the world against tyranny. So thank you all so much for your support. I really appreciate you. So here is yours truly breaking down the groomer scandal in 2008. Then Jay Dyer, best-selling author, researcher, takes over.
They teach the children in the U.S. and England how to not just have gay sex when they're 6, 7 years old, but how to do things like inserting giant dangerous implements in themselves. Texas Youth Commission, giant rape rooms, public rapararians. It's just hell has been released. You know, I may not even cover this. Just know it's going on in British and U.S. and European schools. Know that B.F. Skinner tortured his son to death over several years in a small box. and is hailed for it. And know that you've got to get evil people to run a criminal government. And so a lot of their frontline people and a lot of their technocrats and even high-level people are part of pedophile guilds. And so what they're doing is they're legitimizing that parents can't talk to their children, can't dry their children off in England with a towel without being government registered to touch their child. So see, they make everybody else a pedophile for no reason. And then they teach the children in the U.S. and England how to not just have gay sex when they're 6, 7 years old, but how to do things like inserting giant dangerous implements in themselves. And I can't even, I mean, there's recordings of what, in Massachusetts, they teach elementary school students that I actually played on air about 10 years ago and a few affiliates dropped us. I mean, it was small children brought to a college dormitory and put in beds. And then the school taught them how to have sex with each other. Whether it's heterosexual, homosexual, whatever, it shouldn't be going on and it's wrong. But I have to say, it is the, quote, gays that are pushing homosexual sex. And so it seems that because that's a protected group, they're allowed to engage in pedophilia. We're going to go live right now. Here we go.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Screen, I'm holding up an article that reads, "Teach the pleasure of gay sex to children as young as 5, say researchers." This, and this is going on in the U.S., this is going on in England. I covered this a decade ago, and I can't even really read this on air, even though it's out of a major newspaper. It's homophobic to say you shouldn't teach children as young as 5 that it's wonderful to have gay sex. Now, if you teach them heterosexual sex, that's pedophilia. But because they're a protected group, they do teach this. And it's pedophilia, and it's wrong. And just God help us. Just God help us. Children as young as 5 should be taught to understand the pleasures of gay sex, according to leaders of a taxpayer-funded education project. And it goes in to say that millions of dollars, £600,000, just in one program, is being taught in 14 primary schools. The parents are told it's part of a stop bullying and prejudice aimed at homosexuals, and then in it, five-year-olds that have never even heard of sex, who are totally innocent, have their minds ruined. And again, I mentioned earlier, the feds in this country, in England, started suicide education in 1990, and then every school that did it saw suicide start. And they teach the little girls, so you don't do this, we'll show you how you strangle yourself or how you eat 3 bottles of Tylenol. Did you know girls kill themselves by going and getting all these different bottles of cold medicines, that it will kill you? But it's painless. You go to sleep. Now we're going to show you the basketball diaries of mass shootings in schools. And then, boom, it all starts. They know. And so, let us teach you how to fist each other. And that's in here. How to bleed, how pleasurable it is. Let us teach you how to do this. And then if you say, I don't want that, you are arrested. Because to say you're against it is, and I'm not kidding, just type Prejudice Rage England. Robin Page, BBC presenter, said that rural communities deserve the same rights as homosexuals, and that word homosexual is illegal if they choose. They have special social networks, social services boards. This is not a joke. This is not satire if you're watching this. This is happening. So they just destroy the innocence of these children. And this is part of the recruiting. And the eugenicists cold-bloodedly do this so people don't have children. Procreation. This is about, and then they say this in the 20s. They said, we're going to teach this in schools so people don't have children anymore. And so now they're targeting your children for over a decade. And they're going to corrupt your children. You put them in a government training camp, you're out of your mind. But I'm against heterosexual or homosexual indoctrination of 5-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 10-year-olds. But, I mean, this is 5-year-olds. And God almighty, folks, we've played the tapes from the classrooms where they bust the 7, 8, 9-year-olds to college dorms and put them in beds together. And then they teach him and have him, you know, it's open pedophilia. It's now legal in the country. Selectively, the only government can practice open pedophilia. That's why you had so many Homeland Security state directors, deputy directors caught, because the whole government isn't bad. All the police aren't bad. All the military isn't bad. The whole system isn't corrupt yet, so they keep busting their own people. Texas Youth Commission, giant rape rooms, public rapararians, I've coined a term. I mean, literally, it's just hell has been released.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever had one or more silver or gray-looking fillings in your teeth? These are mercury fillings that off-gas mercury vapor and release mercury particles while chewing food. Mercury destroys the nerves in your digestive tract, causing constipation and candida overgrowth. It also kills or cripples other cells on contact. If you have a health challenge, I invite you to consider that mercury may be a causative agent. In addition to dental fillings, mercury comes from seafood and vaccines. Detoxifying mercury has never been easier than now. Thanks to advancements in science, you can now feed your body the sulfur-rich protein known as whey protein concentrate and be supporting your body's glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's most effective means of removing mercury from the body. Green Metal Whey Protein Powder is the world's first and only cold, sterilized, and non-denatured whey protein concentrate on the market. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jay Dyer of JaysAnalysis.com and of the YouTube channel Jay Dyer and of the Rockfin channel Jay Dyer. I want to talk about how we got to where we are through the research and development test lab known as WAR. Everybody knows about WAR as a battlefield, a theater in which one side wants to beat the other side. But from the technocratic perspective, WAR is an excellent domain, an excellent arena to do a lot of testing, experimentation, research, and development. And certain previous conflicts and wars are very insightful in that regard. We can look at things like Vietnam. We can look at different theaters of war like Iraq and like Afghanistan to see how certain technologies were rolled out that later, or in our day, are now being applied to everyone. So if you look at, for example, first of all, we want to see why this is. How does this come about? Like, who would have ever thought of this? Well, war, as we said, is a time when normal laws and procedures, which themselves are usually, you know, overbearing and over the top, they become extenuating and crazy due to setting aside, right, the normal procedures. So crisis and wartime allow for those in power, the social engineers, to say, oh, well, you see, now we have to do extraordinary measures because of this emergency. And we've seen this especially in the last 2 years. And we've always been told, everybody's heard this warning, that if you, the more power that you give to the centralized government, the centralized authority, especially during times of crisis, they're never going to give that up. It's not like after the crisis abates, oh, okay, now we're going to hand over all that power back to you. No, it's never going away. And it always increases more and more towards a centralized technocratic authority in our day, because that is the long-term goal, a total centralized AI technocratic authority where everything is under transhumanist AI control. Depopulation is the long-term goal, and then the getting rid of the human species as a whole. But there were many theaters of war that were crucial for gaining the knowledge, gaining the intelligence, gaining the strategies to later implement on a mass, on a national, and then a mass scale. But who was behind that? Well, one easy way that we can understand this is to look at the 1950s Rees Committee reports. So the Rees Committee was this committee that met back in the 50s as the Cold War was kind of getting heated up, early 50s, to understand why it looked like there was a lot of liberalism and socialism being promoted in the United States. And particularly it was coming from high-level academic institutions, Ivy League institutions. And the Rees Committee turned out to kind of be somewhat of a failure, because Norman Dodd, later, who was involved in this, said, no, we need to go deeper into this. And so he went deeper. It was called the Dodd Report. And he was a famous former banker, so he kind of knew this, the layout of this land, this strategy. And what he found was that, no, actually, there is a subversive element involving the Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, Carnegie Endowment, and particularly the way that they would allocate money at Columbia, Harvard, University of Chicago, University of California. And he said back then, it appeared to be the promotion of oligarchical collectivism. Quote, he stated, the purported deterioration in scholarship and the techniques of teaching, which have attracted the attention of the American public, have apparently been caused primarily by a premature effort to reduce our meager knowledge of social phenomenon to the level of an applied science. So in other words, they were beginning to use scientism as a worldview, as a technique. Materialism, reductionism, they were all being placed under this new approach, which we're going to get to in a minute, coming out of some of the wartime theaters and research and development information. So Dodd said, wait a minute. There's a promotion of moral relativism. You've heard me talking about this a lot, right? Why are we getting from the elite the promotion of ethical relativism, moral relativism, subjectivism, a thing that I've harped on for decades now, 20 years of critiquing and doing an internal critique of the relativist worldview. Well, that was actually promoted from the top down. This wasn't a organic development of people coming to the conclusion that there's no such thing as objective truth, there's no such thing as objective morals. It was actually promoted from the top down, and the Rees Committee, aka the Dodd Report, found this. Wait a minute. Why are they promoting the notion of a global village, internationalism, and moral relativism? Because the two go together. Well, some of the big top elites, people at the, for example, Karl Popper, who was part of the high level society of the elites that's mentioned in some of the writings, he had this philosophy of promoting relativism, promoting open society, hence the term Open Society Institute, the Soros Foundation, is taken from one of these global elite philosophers who intentionally wanted to promote internationalism and moral relativism. The committee noticed that this moral relativism has the intention of social control. And what was amazing was that this is right around the time of Joseph McCarthy. And of course, McCarthy at that time early on was thinking, well, this is all Soviet communism. But that's only part of the picture. It wasn't really Soviet communism. I'm not saying that communists didn't engage in foreign social engineering efforts and intelligence operations and espionage. But it was not really the communists behind that. In fact, who did Norman Dodd identify as the real culprits here? And who does Dr. Carol Quigley, agreeing with Norman Dodd, identify as the corporates? The Institute for Pacific Relations, which is a Rockefeller entity. And he notes that they were promoting complete socialism and collectivism. So, unfortunately, many people at that time, many conservatives, many paleo-conservatives, they thought that they were still engaging with this foreign subversive element in Moscow. And that was really not the case. I'm not saying that Moscow and Soviet communism was a good thing, but that wasn't really who was altering the American landscape. Everybody's seen probably Yuri Bezmenov's videos, right? And I'm not knocking everything that Yuri Bezmenov says. Some of what he says about the strategies of moral subversion and whatnot are true. But what Yuri Bezmenov doesn't talk about is who was really putting the money into this. Okay, it wasn't Khrushchev and it wasn't Moscow. The money was coming from higher level people that Norman Dodd identified. And then Joseph McCarthy started realizing, oh, hey, wait a minute, it's not actually communists. It's the wealthiest people in the West. And this is what nobody was ever able to figure out, especially during the older generation, the boomers. I'm not knocking boomers, but for some reason there was a big difficulty. I think they were so indoctrinated during that Cold War period as to not understand that the socialism and the collectivism and the communism being promoted in America, the moral relativism, was coming from super wealthy elitists from the West putting countless amounts of money into that. And when you go and you read David Rockefeller's memoirs, or you read the authorized biography of the Rockefellers by Collier and Horowitz, it says exactly that. Those books from the establishment say that the liberalism and socialism that are promoted in America come from these families and these foundations. It is not primarily a foreign export to the West. It is the elites of the West who export this to other countries, just like Marx and Engels were funded by Western banking elite to export that technology of destruction, that ideological warfare to Russia via Bolshevism. So you have to keep this in mind that communism and socialism are a rich man's game, a millionaire, zillionaire, billionaire game, right? That's who loves it more than anybody else. So don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to look at this technology of warfare research and
We have over 100 designs of t-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. We were talking about the transition from the older American ideas into the ideas of internationalism, moral relativism, and socialism and collectivism that were promoted by the wealthiest people in our country. And that was on purpose because these people are internationalists. They have a view that the future lies in controlling the emerging world government. And that's precisely what Norman Dodd discovered, which was what Dr. Carroll Quigley was defending in his apologetic treatise, Tragedy and Hope, which is a defense of the designs of the global elite to erect a one world order. out of the ashes of the wars of the 20th century. And we know that because the same power structure, the same entities identified in the Dodd Report are the same entities that Dr. Carroll Quigley mentions. He does mention the Institute for Pacific Relations. He mentions these foundations, Carnegie's, Rockefeller's, Ford Foundation, etc. And you can include, of course, Open Society Institute in that. Now that is now surpassed, according to the New York Times, the Ford Foundation is one of the largest foundations in the U.S. And critics of the Dodd Report said, oh, you're just conspiracy theorists. Oh, this is crazy. You're going against people's free speech. Well, it's not going against free speech to call out people. In fact, it's shutting down free speech to call out the denial of free speech, right? Shutting down people's speech through money, through corporate control. And this it's against the same entity, by the way, that is behind the world wars of the 20th century. So what I'm trying to point out is that there is a clear agenda. You can actually identify the people, the power structure, the foundations, the NGOs, the think tanks, the banks, etc. behind this. And they're the same people, the same entities, according to Carroll Quigley, that organized the wars of the 20th century, including the Cold War. But what happened in the Cold War that was different from, say, World War I or World War II? Well, the Cold War had this long-term test phase of a lot of technology. A lot of technology was rolled out in the Cold War that would become technology that would later be implemented. For example, AI, drone warfare, AI systems that were all connected and linked. A lot of that was rolled out and tested in Vietnam. Surveillance systems, biometric tracking, that was first tested in Vietnam, according to multiple writers about the history of the Vietnam War. Some writers even called it a techno war because it was the first to really roll out high-level tech. And then, of course, Iraq and Afghanistan, they rolled out newer versions of biometric tracking, tracing, genetic identifiers, etc. A lot of that was pioneered at the time of Vietnam. Now, again, I'm not saying that the people who fought for America and Vietnam, they're all bad guys. In fact, a lot of the Vietnam vets later came back and were anti-war because they saw what Vietnam was really about. And they became anti-war not because they hated America or whatever. They were demonized for doing this. The anti-war movement was co-opted on purpose because a lot of people, and I don't agree with all the leftists and their ideologies in terms of being critical of the Vietnam War, but many of them had a point when it came to that this was not a war about defending America. It was actually a war that seems to have been for the purpose of demoralizing the West and America. There's a book on this that's really good called The Phoenix Program by Douglas Valentine, who was involved in military intelligence and was over there analyzing and involved in and saw a lot of this firsthand. And he was very critical of the fact that really Vietnam was a CIA war. It was a war where the CIA, ARPA, DARPA were really rolling out a lot of test psyops and test technologies, as I mentioned. And he says that if you look at what was going on in Vietnam, you will notice the exact same pattern of the intense involvement with drugs, the importation, exportation of drugs in black markets, the controlling, tracking, and surveillance. Did you know Vietnam was the first war to really go heavy into tracking, tracing, and surveillance? And he says if you look at the intelligence apparatus, the people coming out of the OSS, the Yale Skull and Bone CIA networks that ran the Vietnam situation, the Vietnam War, you'll notice the pattern is exactly the same. Oh, Afghanistan. I wonder what's going on in Afghanistan with drugs and the CIA. Oh, it's the same pattern. It's the same technologies. They just get more and more sophisticated. And Douglas Valentine goes into pointing out that all of this was really the extension of the Anglo-American establishment's empire. That's why Vietnam wasn't about that per se, but that was about, again, testing a lot of technologies, biowarfare as well, Agent Orange. Do you know a lot of the later geoengineering technologies came out of geoengineering that was done in Vietnam? There was a lot of weather warfare that was experimented in Vietnam, and that's precisely why we have these large geoengineering programs now. I'm not going to spend the whole time talking about Vietnam. That's not the point. But I will be lecturing this week, by the way, going deeper into some of these books on what was really going on with Vietnam in terms of people that were there, people that came back and were critical of it, who were demonized, by the way, right? If you're anti-American, if you're against this war, well, this is a war that these people back then figured out was being fought for a bunch of networks of Eastern Seaboard degenerate elites. It wasn't about defending America and against, you know, communism
we're going to fight the commies, right?
Now, there were evil communists. I'm just saying that there was a deeper, worse plan going on with our elites. I haven't been able to necessarily prove it yet, but Valentine agrees that it does look like there was a connection between MKUltra and the Phoenix program in Vietnam. There's a lot of parallels, a lot of similarities in terms of what was going on. And typically we find out that a lot of these programs have a higher level connection and coordination going on. And he mentions a lot of the covert operations in Vietnam that included utilizing not just capture, ambush, torture, and immediate assassinations, but also recruiting cannibals. Cannibals? Utilizing cannibalism, utilizing terror, in order to terrorize an entire nation into submission. Colby mentions this. It was William Colby involved in coming up with others as well. People from the Ford Foundation, for example, dreamt up the Phoenix program. A guy named Brickman, I think, was his name. They dreamt this up through the research that they'd done in terms of managerial techniques in the corporate sphere to utilize fear and control techniques in the theater of warfare. So the guy from who studied this in the Ford Foundation through the CIA comes over to Vietnam and says, okay, I got a bunch of programs that you can use to scare the crap out of everybody and get them into line in terms of the Viet Cong. And again, I understand it's warfare. I'm not trying to be overly moralistic and simplistic. I understand all that. But I'm making a different point about what this was really about. So then there's these programs that were invented called the Chaos Program, which led to what was called Hydra. I'm not joking. It sounds like something out of Marvel or the Marvel Universe. The Chaos Program and the Hydra Program were ways to track and trace and surveil dissenters about Vietnam. So the CIA was doing this back in the 70s about Vietnam. And they had this giant blacklist database that they had created of all these people who were dissenters. And then that led to counterterrorism efforts first initiated in 1972 by William Colby. Interesting. So Phoenix program also gave birth to, in these programs of dissenters in relation to the Vietnam War, to the invention of total information awareness and counterterrorism coming out of Vietnam. And that has to do with guerrilla warfare, you see. Although if you're involved in guerrilla warfare, unconventional warfare, then you're a terrorist. But it was actually the CIA that was studying the counterterrorist warfare in order to master it, in order to master death squads to terrorize nations to scare the crap out of them. And this is what leads a certain theorist like Dave McGowan in his book Program to Kill to think that perhaps some of the famous American serial killers who were involved in Vietnam War, they might have been part of the Phoenix program. They might have been recruited into becoming basically terror assassins, right? Not just assassins that go and kill people, but actually killing people in a way that terrorizes entire villages, massacring entire villages. My Lai massacre was actually part of the Phoenix program, according to Douglas Valentine. And so you can see the point that I'm getting at is that they actually had studied cannibalism and as a form of terror. And perhaps that's why serial killers come back from Vietnam and suddenly we get all these serial killers after Vietnam. I mean, again, it's a plausible theory to me, right? But again, it's a theory. But what we can prove is that international terrorism as a new idea coming out of the Cold War begins with Phoenix Program, Chaos, and Hydra, according to Douglas Valentine and according to William Colby. So the Vietnam War was a CIA war that was a shop, a test lab, a test tube for creating the world that we live in now. The tech world that we're living in now comes out of this.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. If you want to support my work, you can go to jaysanalysis.com and you can get in the shop signed copies of my book, Esoteric Hollywood 1 and Esoteric Hollywood 2. I would adjure you, please don't buy them from Jeff Bezos. Please get them at my website. You get signed copies there. Jeff Bezos might be trying to forge my signature over there on Amazon, so don't trust it. Only come to Jay's Analysis and get the books over there. You can also support me by joining the membership section where you get access to the years of archives of lectures and interviews on topics like we're covering today. And also be sure to support the Money Bomb. I've been a long time listener and I remember all those old school Money Bombs back in the day. I would listen to those throughout the day when I was working or if I was at college. So it's just it's an honor to still be here after 2 years now of hosting the Fourth Hour. I love it. It's been a great ride, and I'm very thankful to be here doing this. And if you would also be sure and like and share this video as well as the other videos when they go up later to Alex's sites. So, you know, I was mentioning the serial killer thing. I can't pass this up because it was such a surprising section in Douglas Valentine's Phoenix Program book. And I wanted to call out too the usage religious symbolism that comes into play here. And he points out that during the early phases of the Psy War campaigns that were being used by the Navy SEALs and different people in the Phoenix program in Vietnam, some of the counterterrorism units, that is people in the, I'm not joking, this is what it says, in the Phoenix program would devour their enemy's vital organs to terrorize the enemy. Then it goes on to say that Cywar experts had also figured out that it was useful to leave calling cards or playing cards nailed to the foreheads of the corpses that were left behind. These playing cards with a size, or were playing card size with a light green skull and red eyes and red teeth dripping with blood against a black background. We hammered them into the third eye of the pituitary gland with our pistol butts, and the third eye of the consciousness of the Buddhists was also a form of mutilation that had powerful psychological effects. They were doing sacrifice and human mutilation, devouring and eating organs to achieve supposedly just a psychological effect. Now, I think some of these people were legit nuts. I mean, these were like literal psycho. And there have been many situations. The Navy has recruited serial killers to be involved in assassination programs. That came out many years ago and was hushed very quickly. But you can find Dr. Thomas Nerritt mentioned that publicly, and they got in trouble, I think, for saying that the Navy had in the past recruited and experimented with prison inmates and serial killers to make them into assassins. But the studies noticed that this utilization of the eye of God, an all-seeing eye image, and the serial killer mutilation that was involved in these programs had a tremendous effect of terrorizing the population, and it led to atomization. Atomization. So the psi warfare that they experimented with terror and serial killers, atomized the society. That's exactly what the thesis of Program to Kill and other books that have been written on serial killers in America. And a lot of these guys went to Vietnam and came back. They were trained killers in Vietnam and other theaters of war, and they came back, and what do you know, they engaged in these actions. Now again, that's still, it's a theory, and there's not proof that Jeffrey Dahmer or Berkowitz or whoever wasn't necessarily involved in the Phoenix program, but we do have evidence and proof that Berkowitz was involved in LSD and perhaps MKUltra. We do have evidence that Dahmer, when he was stationed in Germany, was involved in being trained in assassination hit squad stuff. And we have evidence that one of the other major serial killers who had started his own cult, his name escapes me at this time, but he had also been stationed about 20 minutes away from Dahmer and was trained in similar activities. So there's a pattern of this, that many of these serial killers had extensive, perhaps assassination training when they were in the theater of war. And when they came back, again, yeah, they were probably still obviously very damaged and insane people. But were they still lone nuts, or were they still perhaps part of hit teams? And there is some evidence to suggest that a lot of these people were still functioning as hit teams, hit squads. And a lot of the serial killers, by the way, worked in pairs. A lot of people don't know that. They think they were just these organic, people out there. But anyway, the point of this is not to get into the serial killer. That's its own thing. I've done lectures through all of these different details of the various serial killers as well on my channel if you want to go watch those. But the point is that this is all being studied at a scientific level. And a lot of the darker stuff comes out of the theater of war. And the rationale is, well, if we don't do it, the other people will do it. So we've got to master the dark arts, so to speak, and run the black markets so that the other guys don't do it. But the people saying this are the same people that want to bring in this global government and technocracy and get rid of everybody. They're essentially like Dahmer or any of the psychopaths, but they're just smarter about it. They're at a higher level. They have money, right? They're not middle class broke dudes with drunk parents, right? They're insane billionaires, zillionaires who have the exact same philosophical worldview of Dahmer, and they're also, many of them, into Satanism and the occult, as are most, if not all, of the known serial killers. There's only a couple of them that there's no evidence of the serial killers being into Satanism and the occult. But that's actually suppressed. You have to really dig to find that in the case of most of these serial killers. And that also explains how they're connected to networks of cults, which are used by intelligence agencies as hit squads as well. So there's organized crime involved in that. But I wanted to point out that this is not new in terms of what we see in Vietnam. If you go read Miles Copeland's retrospective called The Game of Nations, Miles Copeland goes into how the CIA was involved in using terror and fake false flag terror in the Cold War. The CIA would often use false flag terror operations to blame it on the Soviets, blame it on others. And what they did was they learned how this was useful for social control. And that the amazing thing about Miles Copeland's retrospective on his operations in Egypt and Syria isn't really the individual things. It's what he says at the end of the book, which is that if you really want to understand the long-term goal of what the CIA is doing in all these theaters, it is not to just win that war. But the fact we're not even really worried about that so much, because the real goal is the long-term plan of reducing the population. And get this, Copeland says, if you want to understand what the CIA is up to, just go read the CFR documents and read Bertrand Russell. That's what he says at the end of the book. He gives a recommended reading list. He says, you want to understand what we're up to? It's just destroying these countries. Here it is. Suggested reading. Go read the CFR. Right? Go read Bertrand Russell. All the people that I tell you to read, that I lecture, that why is that? He also says go read the RAND Corporation documents too. So here's the CIA reading list. It's all the stuff you see me telling you to read. There it is right there. Go read Bertrand Russell. Go read all the history of the RAND Corporation. And what did we just – I just lectured, a couple months ago here for you guys in the fourth hour through the RAND Corporation book. Who was one of the major players of the RAND Corporation? Herman Kahn. And who did Johnny Vedmore in his excellent essay uncover was involved with Kissinger and Galbraith? Herman Kahn in recruiting Klaus to be the head of the World Economic Forum. The same people, the same power structure, RAND Corporation, Ford, Carnegie, Rockefeller, Open Society. And what was the ethos of the RAND Corporation? Utilizing terror on a mass scale to scare everybody into global governance, to scare everybody first into the American project, which is, again, that's what Dr. Strangelove is about this, right? Then, after America is done with, these same people just shed that and move into the new phase, the global governance, the World Economic Forum. It's the exact same plan. And you can even see who the ideologues are. In fact, I had forgotten, there's that great documentary that I just recovered. I just did a whole lecture through last night on my YouTube channel by Dommebeck, I think, so a German guy. It was called The Unabomber and the Internet. And it's from 2003. It's an old documentary, but the first half of that documentary describes all of these other people who were key figures from the deep state and the military-industrial complex in helping to get the 60s countercultural revolution going, who also were tied to the Esalen Institute and people from the Vienna Circle. And who are the Vienna Circle people, right? It's Wittgenstein, Karl Popper, people who promote the open society stuff, right? Carnap, these people. And their whole idea was, how can we introduce cybernetics after a series of cultural revolutions to bring in transhumanism to mind control and brainwash the society? That's their words. That's the Vienna Circle's words, who were working with the Tavistock Institute, working with the Frankfurt School, all to create a technocratic mind-controlled society in their own words. That's what they're all about. That's the whole thing. And getting rid of everybody. That's it. Be sure and support the Money Bomb. Go and donate. Keep Alex on the air and support me.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.